Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is City of Broken Dreamers. We are back with City of Broken Dreamers, because you guys apparently don't like Once in a Lifetime. I was just looking at the hits.
Comment, let us know if it's
different. I mean, but that's what I'm looking at. I mean, Leap of Faith, Depraved Awakening that I just posted, and Fresh Women all seem to do better. So if you guys don't like Once in a Lifetime, or you just said, it's a free game, I'll get it myself, then, yeah, I got it. But if you want more, let me know, and we'll do more. Of course, there was the big debacle about it being the Honey Select engine and all that. Maybe that turned you off. I don't know. But anyway, let's get back to City of Broken Dreamers. So what door are we going through? Left door, the center door, or the right door?
I don't know. Happening last time.
We're sneaking up on somebody. Let me check this center door. Good, it's unlocked. Ah, his office. There's probably something here. Look around or back to the hallway?
Look around.
Let's see what we can find. Damn, the view here. Okay, there's a possible clue somewhere in this area. Lots of old books. Don't see that often anymore. I got everything I need from here. Okay, so let's go to the left door. Okay, let's see what's in here. Sounds of grunts come from the room. Worthless grunts, piece of junk. It sound of grunts, not like grunts, like I thought it was me. Piece of junk. Okay, that's nightmare fuel. And after some of the stuff that Sam sent my way, that's saying something. Right door. Let's check this one. Her bedroom. It hasn't been touched. Okay, let's take a look around. I don't even know what I'm looking for. Cute kid. Who the fuck is that beast? She is, and that man is dead. Fuck, you scared the shit out of me. My apologies, you've been gone for quite some time, so I thought you could use my assistance. And Connor? In the hot tub, dreaming of a day where I become one of his actresses. Not a singer, huh? I have many talents. Singing is not among them. Did you find anything? Maybe. Shenlin says she has something. I'm meeting with her tomorrow. Very well. Good work, Agent. It may not be much, but I feel we've exhausted this resource. I think it's time we left. Okay, so we left the party. Okay, what's next? I'm seeing a black screen. Oh, the two head back, leaving Alexis's condo empty-handed. I think it's Alexi. Alexi's condo, not Alexis. An hour later, back at the apartment. You see, I can be a boon to you, Agent. For now, at least. We remain on the same side. I do appreciate your efforts. You have a weird way of showing it. If you like, I can show it in another way. A more intimate way.
I'd like that.
Don't know what that's gonna do with her, though.
I guarantee you, if someone's like, or a hot girl's like, hey, you wanna come in and do something? And I know she's disease-free, I'm not gonna... Oh, I'm sorry, but no thanks necessary. No, I'm gonna be like, yeah.
Okay, so fine. You have kept me waiting, haven't you? You have shown great restraint. Good things come to those who wait. Gotta fix that one.
C-U-M? No, it's C-O-M-E.
Isn't that right, Grim? Yes, it is. Now, when I was here earlier, I left you a surprise. In Amber Heard's case.
Nothing like fucking on a shitty bed.
What would that be? It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you now, would it? This is sounding even more bad. Now, Grim, if you would follow me. Of course. Sam, play something appropriate for the mood. Of course, miss. Hold on, I thought you... Thought what, Grim? Calm yourself, I'll fix Sam later. If it makes you feel better, why don't you pick? Something sexy, experimental Ellen song, or more easygoing with some lyrics?
Something sexy.
We're not gonna listen to Air Supply?
She ain't into patchouli oil and music festivals.
Sam, play Amertune. Fitting.
Sounds like a prey stalking.
Yeah.
Being stalked by.
Sounds like, the John Carpenter Halloween a little bit. Now it's getting spacey. It's like Halloween in space. Oh boy. The question is, can you handle me, Grim? Are those nerves I see? I wouldn't expect that with your reputation. Nervous and excited are two very different things. Well, things will get exciting. They already are. And you haven't even seen my present. Uh-oh. Right now, all I need is what's in front of me.
He pulls it down and it's like I got a tramp stamp of your name on my back.
Quite the charmer, Grim. Now, if you please, remove your clothing and lie down. It's time to begin. Of course. Do you know what this is? It's quite rare. Can't say that I do. Oil from Nuri seaweed and white cherry blossom. Told me she wasn't in the fucking patchouli oils and shit.
Seaweed and patchouli, too different.
Was only made in Japan, lost after the war. It's known to be quite sensual. There's a specialized massage. Oh, not message. There is a specialized massage, quite exotic and quite pleasurable. I will make you come like you never have before. Oh, really now? Look how the light shines off of them. Mesmerizing, I know. Yes. First, I will warm you up, relax, and lose yourself in the feeling of my body on yours. Feel me sliding along your chest, my nipples inching across your skin. Ow! Breathes out heavily. Damn, that feels incredible. I'm glad you like it, Grim. It'd be a shame if it went to waste after all. Thank you for sharing it with me. Of course. Now, Grim, it seems you're ready to begin. What are you... Oh! Enjoy my old hand sliding up and down that hard cock of yours. Normally, this is just a warm-up. You need to hold on. Later, you can come. Grim, you taste good. Now, here is what you see what this oil is truly for. Our bodies become one. Feel my nipples slide along your skin. Breathe with me. Not too hard, not too soft. Where did you learn... Enjoy it. Close your eyes and let my breast please you. Do you want to fuck me now?
I guess massage porn, see if it does anything different.
I want to feel your breasts on my chest again. Oh, okay, that's just the same thing. That's just if you want to see those animations again.
Want to feel it?
Yes, I need you now. I know, I can see it in your eyes. We don't need these anymore. You don't want anything in the way. Now let me ride you again. Beautiful. Do you like how tight my pussy is? Groans in pleasure. Yes, feel me. Feel yourself stretching me. Fuck me. Yes, ride me just like that. Oh God, yes, I told you, moans in delight. It would be worth the wait. God, I can feel you getting tighter. Grim, I'm gonna come for you. Yes, Grim, panting heavily. Now it's your turn. You're twitching, right on the verge of release. All you need is... blows a soft breath towards the head of your cock. The slightest sensation. Oh, fuck! To release. Where the fuck did you learn that? You're amazing! Thank you, Grim. I don't know about you, but I could use some sleep. So tomorrow you will meet with this Shanlon Russell? That's the plan, yeah. I trust you'll have no issues dealing with someone like her. I have my ways. takes in a long breath. You all right? Of course, Agent. Why would I not be? You look like someone with something on her mind. Of course I do. This is taking longer than it should. We started this race late and are still losing ground. Yeah, that might be true, but I think it's more than that. Now, if you forgive me, I need to go back to the office. Miss White will want an update. Meredith wants a lot. Clock's ticking. The longer this goes on, the worse my chances. I need to get something today, and fast. Sam, coffee, double calf, quick brew. Yes, sir, immediately. Let's go see what the Shanlon Russell has for me. Okay, so, let's go ahead and look at some of our images. Okay. I thought we got more than one, but maybe that's all we got. Whoops. State your business. I've come to see Miss Shanlon Russell. Access granted. You may head up. Where are you? On my way, Mr. Grimm. Fuck me. Well, that's not what you wear when you just want to talk. Excuse me. Well, that's not what you wear when you just want to talk. There you are. It's a brave man who keeps me waiting. You said we could help each other. What is it you want? A story? That's the idea. Come in. So a story. What kind? Don't be dense. The story. The hunt. The capture of a known murderer. I get exclusive information. She's a known murderer now? That's what the police say. And what if she's not? She looks like a normal girl. It's been over a decade since the Santa Monica rampage. People are starting to forget just how dangerous the world can be. Who better to remind them than the daughter of the rampage's most famous victim? And your boyfriend is cool with all this? Does it look like I care what he thinks? Look, I help you find the girl and you give me something I can use. You want me to lie? Did I say lie, you imbecile? Damn! Whatever happens, I'm sure you can find something I can work with. Don't they give you your stories prepackaged? Oh, the opinions are my own, but yes, the stories themselves are dictated by the times and the controversy. Half the people who watch me hate my guts, after all. But I'm a realist. Someone younger, cheaper, and hotter will come along eventually, and that means my time in this business is limited. I want to cash out before that happens. Give me a story, something I can make my own, something iconic, something that guarantees me a cushy book deal. Then I'll be happy. Happy? Alone? On top of your palace? That works for me. Now shall we sit? You said you had information? Yeah, her old bodyguard, Henry. I saw the photo. The big guy. What of him? Last month I thought I saw him. Where? You promised me a story? Just tell me, you'll get your dirt. Near the old Hoover School in Milltown, on the southwest side. I didn't think anything of it then, but my sources showed me some photos of a suspect that attacked your ghost pals. Have to say, looked pretty familiar. That's it? The general area's not much to go on, and seeing him there once, it's even less. Oh, I remember he was walking home with groceries. Even I can tell that means he doesn't live far. Alright. I don't know what will make a better story, you getting your head caved in by a crazed augment, or the capture or death of Gloria Connor? Whatever. That's all I need. I'll be sure not to give you that first story. Either way, I'm covered. Heh. Take care. Go fetch now. Like a dog, man. Sorry, princess. Not much variety. Cocoa Crunchers? You never have to apologize for that. Brings back memories. So good. Hard to give them up after you got me started. Don't blame me for your addiction, Biggs. Biggs, huh? Haven't heard that name in a while. Hadn't heard Princess in forever either. I need to run another sweep of the surveillance. You'd be okay for a few? I won't run off this time. A whistle of a nearby tram echoes through the room. Gloria stares at the glass, focusing on the refraction of the light. Ooh, cool. The glass slides further from her as she hums absentmindedly. With a shocking crash, the glass shatters. Ah! Gloria begins to sway.
Not quite sure.
Did you have fun? At first, but then Tommy got mean. How was he mean? He just was stupid, boys. Well, they can be, but what did he say? He said that concerts were dumb and Ellen was dumb, and who would even want to go to a concert when you can stream, if you can stream everything? Did you tell him about last weekend? Uh-huh. It was so cool. But he just started saying all this mean stuff. I'm sure he didn't mean it. He was just jealous that you had such a good time. Then he made fun of Donut. Now that cannot stand, Sweet Pea, but I'm sure he'll apologize soon enough. Maybe we can invite him next time. Do we have to? I'll leave it up to you. Hey, Mommy, how come you don't let the car drive itself like Papa does? Because your Papa can sometimes be boring, Sweet Pea. Giggling. Papa's not boring when he's not. What's happening? What did you say, Mommy? The sounds of panic screams pierce the night sky, followed by collisions and gunfire. Baby, put your head down! The shouts get louder as people run past the car, desperately trying to escape whatever is ahead. What in heaven's name? Gloria, hold! Gloria, hold on! Begins screaming, Mommy! Baby, I'll be okay. Keep your head down. Under her breath, Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let's try to get that right. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. They switched it up a little bit. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Elena puts the car into reverse and hits the gas. Tires screech as the car lurches backward through the stopped traffic. Ah! The cabin is rocked when another vehicle slams into it. Elena has the wind knocked out of her by the force of the impact. Baby. Huh? The gunfire in the distance is more intense than ever, as are the screams. Bursts into tears. Mommy, what's happening? Mommy, get up! Mom! Gloria's voice breaks with fear, her scream barely audible. An inhuman hand grips the side of the car, another reaches toward Elena. Gloria watches in terror as her mother is ripped out of the driver's seat and flung through the air as if she were nothing more than a doll. Continues to breathe rapidly. Continues to breathe rapidly. Okay. Gloria sits alone, frozen in fright as the creature gives her one strange glance as it passes. Forgets a lot of periods. The sound of gunfire and the screams of terror are almost muted now, as if playing on a vid screen far away. Mommy! Mommy? Please! It's okay. I'll be okay. Don't cry. Who are you? Gloria! Gloria, are you okay? Come on! Henry? What happened? Mom! Oh God! Mom! Shh, it's okay. It's just a dream. I hadn't had this one in a long time, Biggs. It's okay, sweetheart. Every time I know I'm dreaming it, but I can't change anything. There's a part of me each time that hopes that this time she'll be okay. I know, but you can't change the past, Gloria. And the dream never changes. But that's the thing, Henry. This time it was different. Someone was there. Chapter 3. Just Ghosts, After All. Motherfuck! Please watch your language, sir. Unintentional, I was having a nightmare. Understood, sir. You should try Euphorium from Baynard Industries. Better dreams are guaranteed. I'll keep that in mind. Hey, we almost there? Yes, sir. Approaching the residence of Asanya Lord. Perfect. This time I get to interrupt her. Hey, Sonya, it's me. How long did the lock take you? 42 seconds. Getting slow. Wasn't trying that hard. What brings you to my humble abode? Just looking for a bit of help. Well, you came to the right place. Sorry, was just getting dressed. Nothing I haven't seen before. Did you get a chance to try Stella again? Everything in working order? No thanks to you, Grim. Poor thing was all dirty. But she's back, baby. I took her to the range. It was like she never left. Shit, Sonya, you look like a kid on Christmas morning. Perfect precision. Cleared the advanced course in record time with her. Begins to make gun sound effects. Boom, you know. Ha, I'm glad I could keep her safe for you. Just thinking about it makes my nipples hard enough to cut glass. Too much info, Sonya. Oh, fuck off, cum dunt. Cum dunt?
I guess it's a futuristic derogatory term.
Pass me my shirt. Damn, Sonya. When's the last time you washed this? I was busy. It was movie night. And you tell me I need to take care of myself.
And your panties smell like a Long John Silver. When's the last time you washed those?
Okay. Hey, you kept saying manual laundry. Manual laundry sucks. Okay, before you ask, no, I haven't been called on this job for that girl. That's good. As of yet. Of course. So what do you need? Okay, two things. First, I need you to check my place. I think it's bugged. Got a reason to think that, or is this just your usual paranoia? I had an unexpected visitor yesterday. Don't know her full intentions, but far from trustworthy. You really need to change your locks. No shit. Best security around my ass. Can you run a remote scan? Probably. Let me see what we can do. Hey, Kay, you there? After a few seconds, some type comes across the screen. You mind routing into my husband's AI? I'll log you in from there. Let her continue.
Hold up.
I would say let her continue. I want to see what...
I don't know which husband she's talking about.
Sweep it, Kay. Standard bug protocol. I'll probably be trying to piggyback on. More typing comes onto the screen. Sorry, Kay. Do your thing. Sonya continues to watch the screen. New visuals pass by as multiple scans are listed on the monitor. There you are, you bastard. It's decently hidden. Almost didn't find it. Someone is watching you for sure. The thing is, there's not much range on it, so they'll have to be close or bounce it off something else. Can you pinpoint it or shut it off? Not from here. Kay triangulated his position, though. It'll be near your weapons locker. Just keep your eyes open for an XF-27 or 28. Those aren't cheap. Just who exactly is spying on you? Who do you think? Yeah, forget I asked. So what's the next favor? You up for a little recon? Locate the target. Oh, fuck yes. Let me get my baby. Locate, Sonya, not collect. I need to track her down first. Then we set up a plan. Huh, fine. Ruin my fun. Give me a minute and meet me out front. It's still early, but the clock is ticking. Your minute's pretty fucking long. Shut it, I'm doing you a favor here, fuck knuckle. Besides, if I can't take Stella, I'm taking Judy. Smaller, but she knows how to get down and dirty. You name my sidearm Judy? Hey, she's mine now. Fine, but you really need to stop naming your guns. Fuck off, cock muncher, so where to? Southwestern Milltown, I have some contacts I need to hit up. Ah, we're not even going into Balter territory, you owe me. Got a few contacts there as well if we need them. Let's go find your little blonde. Do you ever miss it? On us on these runs, I mean? Part of me does, sure. Don't bullshit me, I know it's more in the park. We were the best, Grim. Glad we're together on this, retard. Better than on opposite sides. I don't know, last time we competed for a target was epic. So was the aftermath in Grand Lux. I think I felt bad for whoever had to clean the room the next morning. You're still too soft, Grim, but that's what I... Damn. Look, we're so clear. If I get the call... Grim! I know, Sonya, I've got no illusions. I'll send you a gift basket. Oh, I think I said that a little wrong. You said, look, so we're clear. If I get the call... Grim. I know, Sonya, I've got no illusions. I'll send you a gift basket as a consolation prize. The wind picks up and the smog in the air descends. Fuck me. Let's move, Sonya. The hell? No warning. What the fuck do these queef collectors at the weather service get paid for? The smog thickens, moved by the wind. Visibility is reduced to near zero and their lungs burn from the irritation. Come on, I know a place up ahead, right behind you. Bet you're glad Stella isn't here. Fuck off. Now that was fun. If you like the taste of pollution and that burning after effect in your lungs, absolutely. Quit your bitching. My contact is just down this way. Is he solid? Most of the time, but I'm warning you now, she's rather odd, and last time her info was out of date. So you stiffed her? You do your job right, you get paid. Otherwise, tough shit. Here we are, the stairway to heaven. Wonderful. Like you're too good for a whorehouse. Come on, it's early. We'll have the place to ourselves. You know I'm into some weird shit, but this place is still fucking weird. What? Perfectly still sex bots don't get you wet? You saying these dolls give you a hard-on? Seriously? Well, you know, there's a couple people here that
have... One of those breasts is lopsided.
Yeah, it's the angle. It's the angle, I swear. A lot of things give me a hard-on, Sonya. You know that. Even that? Wow, older model. I'd say, how... That one looks newer. Yeah, every guy's fantasy. A perfectly cylindrical vagina. A what? Just give me a good old-fashioned dildo. Your dildos were never old-fashioned, you know. They probably have some prime dude bots in the back. Wait, you been here before, cockmuncher? Yeah, more than once.
Yeah, I have.
Once or twice. Seriously, you that hard up? Yeah, but not for what you think. No judgment. Well, a little judgment. I know, Betty. Wait. Oh, excuse me. I know Betty. Wait, how the hell do you know Betty? She's a contact. You fuck, I swear to fuck if you sharked me on this. I had no idea. We were in basic together. Ran into her again a few months back. Welcome. Fuck me. You on Ninja Protocol or something? My apologies. It was not my intention to frighten. I could never commit a cruel act. That is the monopoly of those with a moral sense. I do not inflict pain for my own pleasure. Only for human desire. Whatever you say, Sonny, spare me the lecture. Very well. Right now we are running a special for our female clients. My base software is top-rated in both cunnilingus and digital G-spot manipulation. I also have several threesome protocols that you and your partner might find. Yeah, no thanks. And wipe that shit-eating grin off your face. Same shit happened last night. I think these bots lean towards women. I'd ask, but I don't care. From the back of the room. Venus, dear, leave our guests alone. Yes, madame. Betty. You can stay, Grim. That one needs to go. She damaged my chakra. That I can't forgive. You heard me. You can leave now. Your intel was shit. It was fine. Your negative energy tipped off the target. The fuck it did. Grim, make sure you get whatever you... Make sure you get... Grim, make sure whatever you get from this moon bat comes from a vid feed and not a crystal. Why are you still here, Miss Vasquez? Sonya storms out the door. It's actually Vasquez, but whatever. What did Sonya mean about crystals? Don't let her negative key affect this interaction. I've been expecting you, Mr. Grim.
You were?
Of course. The spirits tell me you are searching for something. Someone. And they are nearby.
Cut the shit,
Betty. I'm just looking for information. I'll pay you up front. Venus, darling, come sit with me. I need some of your positive energy. Lakewood really is full of heathens. I'm looking for a man. Not any regular Joe, mind you. Huge, around 7.5 to 8 feet tall. Bald, built like a freight drone. This is Milltown, darling. That's not as uncommon as you think. What are the visible mutations?
None.
Looks human enough outside of his physique. Now, dear, have we seen anyone like that? I would not know, madam. This is my first activation. I've been running for 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 13 seconds. As I am reaching 50% battery, you wish that I remind you to make sure my flower was plucked before my first recharge cycle. Right, my poor little virgin, you do need to be made a woman. Betty, focus, please. Have you seen him or not? I know where he might be. Payment first, darling. Much appreciated, Sam. Much appreciated. Sam, transfer $1,000 to the Stairway to Heaven establishment in Lakewood. Transferring funds. Have fun, sir. There. Now, where did you see him? Now, I do know the soul of the woman whom you speak. An outsider wouldn't notice, but for a local, he stands out. Check near the old fire hall. The last time my cameras picked him up, he was buying women's clothing. You've been watching him. I watch everyone who might bring trouble. And even if he tries to hide it, that man smells of trouble. Blood and trouble. Just like you, darling. Thanks, Betty. Of course, darling. Now, if you don't mind, I need to get ready for the midday rush. Hey, Sonya, wait up. You could have told me that she was one of your contacts. Fuck me, that was embarrassing. One, this is my job. Two, we're in the same line of work, so we're going to have some overlap. And finally, I've known Betty longer than I've known you. And she never came up? Not like I was a regular at this place before we got married. She wouldn't talk to me anyway, so win-win, I guess. I got what I need. It's close. The last bastion of LAPD security before we got in deeper. And she's near here, you think? It's not far from the original incident. Best place to hide. Half the people in Milltown are off the grid already. And someone like him wouldn't stand out as much. Not that they're looking for him. And this him? How's he connected to our little runaway? He's her old bodyguard. Big guy. Looks to be a Gen 1 augment. He's supposed to be dead, but I'm not convinced. Why is that? 8 foot tall wall of muscle starts showing up right when all this shit goes down? It's not a leap, Sonya. What's he want with a girl? Is he competition? I don't think so. You sure about that? No, just a feeling. Then I trust it, but Grim, if this guy really is a Gen 1, I know the risks. This is more than a fucking risk, we're talking a human killing machine. Known psychological problems, and that's just the start. These fuckers went toe-to-toe with Red Moon's half-breeds. I've said, I know the risks. Best hope he became a pacifist in his old age, shit brick. Doubtful. On the bright side, if he kills your dumbass, I won't have to file the divorce papers. Always looking on the bright side, aren't you? It's a gift. I didn't know they were married.
That must have been his head. Why she said her husband.
Right. That would have been interesting to dig into. Anyway, what was that? After some time searching the Maybank area, nothing. Did you check down there? Nope. Are you coming? Hold on. You're not just getting soft, retard. Slow as... Sonya, stop! Shit, thanks. Thank the smog. I may be slow, but I'm careful. Now I feel like the amateur. What do you think this is tied to? Most likely a perimeter alarm. Just keep a lookout. The sound of a door opening can be heard farther down the alley. Psst! Hide! Come on, where are you? Grim, I can take him out. Not yet. You missed, we're fucked. The ominous sounds of heavy footsteps can be heard ahead. Anything? Looking pretty good for a dead man, eh, motherfucker? Sonya, don't you do it. Fuck this. Wait. Where the fuck did he go? He didn't spot us, did he? He's not trying to crush our skulls, so I don't think so. But that was the guy? The bodyguard? Yeah, it was. Pictured him even bigger. Well then, what now? We know this is where he lives and he doesn't know we know. I say we come back tonight? No way, that tripwire was his only security. If I tag him from across the way, it won't matter. And if it spooks the target and he has some alternate exits, we need to know what else we're dealing with. Lead the way. Keep low and get ready to bug out. This place looks normal, but he's got it locked down like a fortress. Yeah, I can get through, but it'll take some time. I'd call Kay, but something tells me that these are old school. Off the net. We're not going in yet. At least not right now. All the windows are barred. That door looks military grade.
Shut the windows?
Okay, the windows might be a better bet. It looks like the cleaning drone didn't replace the grating over there. That could work. I don't know. You're gonna need a grapple to get up there, which makes you a sitting duck on the way up. Plus, we don't know where it goes. Right, and if I get stuck up there, I have no way out. No easy way out. Getting out is easy. Surviving the landing, that's the hard part.
Check the door.
Curious about this door. Yeah, military grade, just like I thought. Where did he get this? Kay couldn't even get through this thing without being on site. A few shaped charges could crack the bastard, but there goes any sense of surprise. I don't know, explosions are surprising. Not to someone like him. Hey, shithead, check this out. I wonder where that leads. Only one way to find out.
Check it out.
Okay, let's go down. The sound of pumps and machinery fills the dark basement. The hot, sticky air clings to your face. Damn, it's dark down here. It may lead upstairs. Yeah, but if it does, why didn't he lock it? Good point. Grim, I think we should leave.
Not yet.
If you get me killed.
Yes, I figured that's where the girl's at that they're looking for.
We're not done here yet. See a way upstairs. Be ready for anything. You're going so far in front, it's not funny. Careful. I clear the traps and you get the locks. That's how it works. Yeah, but unlike me, you haven't dealt with this level of shit in a while. What, scared I'll get hurt? I'm touched. I thought so. Now what do we have here? What do you see? Mark II EMP. Knock any bot out cold. We would just be pissing our pants and talking backward for a week. He must have this whole place rigged. Now let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah, need a proper scanner to get through this. One false move and it's blown along with my bladder. Finally, let's get out of here. I think it was worth it to scout everything out.
Yeah.
Well, you got what you needed, so what now? I'll go down tonight. You game? Fuck yeah, I am. Like, you have to ask? Okay, I need to follow up on another lead. I'll call you when we're good to go. Don't wait too long, shit streak. This'll be fun. A short while later, at Dr. Hamilton's clinic. Hey, Doc, you around? Yeah, I'm here.
yeah.
Hey, how are you? She's always half naked.
Well, I'm feeling better already.
Doing okay, you? Not bad, just looking this stuff over. And? Still makes no sense. Nothing could do this. At least nothing I know of. Like, look at this. His skull, that much I can gather. Past that, I don't know what I'm looking at. I figured when I got it to the lab, I would find something that makes sense. And? It doesn't make any sense. I can tell you this, though. Whoever hired you, they probably aren't paying you enough. Well, we can agree on that. Sorry, I wish I had more. You tried, that's what counts. The familiar buzz of your phone goes off. Sorry, one second. Sir, a Meredith White is calling. Damn, Katie. Sorry, I have to take this. Answer it, Sam. I need a status report, agent. Come to my office, now. I'll be there shortly. Good, time is of the essence. Well, Doc, I have to run. I'll see you later, Grim.
Well, that was a wasted trip.
A while later at Baynard Industries. Here we go again. I wish you would just let me do my job. Status updates. Some possible clue here. Okay. A muffled argument can be heard on the other side of the door. That's it. We're done, Mom. done, I think not. We will finish this discussion later, young lady. Yeah, right. Chandra, I don't have time for your tantrums. Whatever, bitch. Excuse me? Hello? Oh, fuck. Chandra. You know what I like about Grim, Mom? He doesn't bullshit or make excuses. You could learn a thing or two. With a sharp bang, the door slams. If ever the inclination strikes you, Agent, for your own sanity, don't procreate. Wasn't planning on it. They begin as adorable, loving, and attentive. They make each day worth living. Yet soon enough, they're ditching my protection detail to get drunk at the newest club in town. I long for those simpler days. That's beside the point. This wasn't our first altercation, nor will it be our last. Now to business, Agent. It's been 2 days. I see a disturbing lack of progress despite Miss Shields' attempts to persuade me otherwise. What are we saying?
These things take time, I guess.
These jobs take time, Meredith. If you wanted someone to jump in feet first, you should have called Sonya. Besides, you haven't exactly been forthright with me about this job. Oh, should I whisper my secrets in your ear? Shall I tell the formula for euphorium? See, it's called Yeah, I'm just gonna call it euphorium. I don't know why that I is there.
Or euphorium.
Yeah, euphorium. Maybe it's euphorium. They're just spelling it different. But no, it's not. Because it's U4. There's an R there. There's R-I-R. So it's a euphorium? Euphorium?
Whatever it is.
Euphorium. Stop mewling. You are to deliver results. If you cannot do this, I will procure an asset who can. Good luck with that. Can you at least assure me you are close to locating the target? I know where she is. Where? Heh, I don't think so, Meredith. Should be in your hands by morning, but I do it on my own. Keep the fuck away from it. I demand. Deal with it or fire me. Take your pick. Very well. This conversation is tiring. I've already dealt with one too many petulant children today. Victoria has additional information you'll find useful. Mayhap you would be less rude to her. You seem to enjoy her company quite a bit. So I'm told. Victoria, come in, please. Victoria, come in, please. Yes, ma'am. How are you, Agent? Please be so kind as to educate Mr. Grimm and I on what you recently learned. Well, Agent, Grimm believes the bodyguard of the target is alive. Which bodyguard was this? Henry Gibson. Decorated 2 Bronze Stars, a Purple Heart, and a Medal of Valor. 132 confirmed kills and 2 Red Moon hybrids eliminated in single combat. He is part of the original Augment program during the war. Now, one of the last. I remember now. However, that avenue of investigation was eliminated on account of Gibson's suicide, was it not? That's what we thought at the time, ma'am. Outside of health issues due to their implants, suicide rates among veteran Augments unable to readjust to civilian life were normally high. Gibson's suicide matched the pattern. However, after comparing archived video, there's a high probability of a match. It is a match. Enlighten me, Agent. I've seen him. I won't tell you where, but he is alive. My guess is he has her. Your silence does nothing but endanger the mission, Agent. However, as you have full operational control, the choice is yours. I have uploaded all the information we have on this Henry Gibson to your AI. I highly suggest you look it over. Thank you. I will. Do not enter this conflict blindly. Anyone, Augment or not, who can destroy a Red Moon agent should not be trifled with. Victoria, can you please continue the agent's debrief alone? I need to speak with my daughter. Of course, ma'am. What am I gonna do with you? That could have gone worse. Barely. So, you located the bodyguard? I did. I'll be heading out tonight with the proper gear to handle it. Do be careful, agent. I really wish people would stop saying that. Unlike others you may have talked to, I know what you're up against. What can you tell me about him? I have only begun my research, but I've learned some concerning facts. The first generation Augments pushed and exceeded the limits of both physical and mental capabilities for any human. So this wasn't regular gene therapy. Hardly. My augmentation was difficult, but Mr. Gibson's was something else entirely. Candidates for the program suffered a 50% mortality rate in the beginning. You're shitting me! Those numbers were never made public. The program did succeed in creating its super soldiers. Those that survived were gifted with strength, speed, tactical knowledge, and senses that verged on the superhuman. It's basically fighting Captain America. And that was just the beginning. What else could they need? Real-time connection to sat-navs, communication suppression, subdermal armor, and reinforced muscles. Are you telling me you can see an overworld map from a sat-nav in real-time anywhere? To a degree. He only has access to one region, which is their last theater of operation. For Mr. Gibson, it would be the burned-out remains of Tokyo. Just another remainder of the world that once was. May I ask you something, Agent? Go ahead. You have treated me with respect. Surprising for one in your business. Excuse me. Surprising for one in your business. This was unexpected. You're asking me why? Yes.
There's more to you.
You try to hide it, but you can't fool me. There's more to you than you let on. Do you truly think so? Is this all just an act? Even last night? I don't know. I like to think it wasn't. Everyone is an actor, Agent Grimm. We play out the roles that we're assigned. The difference is how much heart goes into the performance. That's a pretty pessimistic view. So is distrust. Perhaps we should try a little less of both. I'll let you take your leave now, Agent. We expect delivery tomorrow. You'll have it. Good luck, Agent. Agent, time to get back home and check out these files on Gibson. Damn. Sorry. Have to stand up for a minute. Took you long enough. The fuck were you doing in there? Wait, did Mom hire you as a gigolo? Not now, Chandra. Man, you ditched me after our night of passion? You stole my innocence, you know. You were never innocent. What do you want? What in the fuck balls do you think? Even if these games of yours weren't annoying as fuck, which they are, I don't have time for this right now. Oh, there he is again, Mr. I got shit to do. Yeah, I did then and I do now. Fuck balls, that sounds boring as shit. Now, if you want to have some fun, why not come with me? I can't because of that whole shit to do thing I just mentioned. Come on, it can wait. Chandra, why is it you always assume you're going to get what you want? Because that's how it works. Trust me and you'll get something you want, too. I know a place that is prime fucking badass. Well, you coming or what?
Yeah.
Tick-tock, Grim. I fucking knew it. You're terrible, you know that, right? And you love it. Not to mention you need a tight young thing to get your mind off of Tits McGee over there. I do, huh? Hey, I understand. But since massive tits aren't on the board for you right now, maybe you want something else?
Nothing we can do.
Not here. Shit sticks. Your fucking mother already hates me enough. Like you're scared of that bitch? Come on. Wouldn't it be great if she caught us? We're almost to the lobby anyway. That's what emergency stop buttons are for. Fine. The ding of the elevator goes off as it reaches the ground floor. Alright, Chandra, where to? It's a surprise. Don't you trust me? You don't want me to answer that. Quit being such a tight ass. What's your game? Can't a girl just have some fun? That's not the part that worries me. You always this paranoid? Just relax.
Fine.
Fuck it. Might as well see where this goes. There we go. Just relax and have fun. Can I get a general location at least? Downtown, so it's not far from your place. Since when do you know where I live? My mom is Meredith White, how'd you think? She knows you have access to her files? I'm still alive, so I think you know the answer to that. I should tell her, she'd be so pissed at you, she might forget about me. Not likely. It's It's been a year and you're still the topic that gets her to drop that Ice Queen persona. If it doesn't help that I may have hinted that you popped my cherry at the homecoming after party. She didn't buy that. Nope, but she can never be sure. Good, let her sweat. See, you got me. By the way, you gonna do more than grab my knee? You go gay since I last saw you? There are people around. You don't look like the kind of guy who gives a fuck. I certainly don't. Alright then. Her legs widen as your hand firmly grabs her down below. Oh, there you. Oh god, keep doing that. If only your mother could see us now. And what are you hiding under there? Take a look and find out. Not bad. Not bad, okay. Compared to that court Barbie doll, perhaps. Oh shit, next stop. I fucking love this part when we get in the tunnel. It's like I'm in some old sci-fi vid. Man, if I were wearing my club outfit from the other night, that would be freaky. I'm not one for fashion, but I agree. The tram begins its deceleration as it approaches the downtown stop. You gonna tell me where we're going yet? Relax, old man. You'll see soon enough. Come on, ghost. I thought you were supposed to be fast. Yeah, I'm coming. You should be excited. Let's go. It's just up this way. This is gonna be great. The look on his face is gonna be legendary. Whose face? Your face. Bullshit. It's nothing. You coming or what? We're here, babe. The sound of dampened bass reverberates beyond the doorway. This place is like a cinder den. What the fuck are you into? Nothing. Just follow me. And did you call me babe? You coming or what?
Fuck it.
Fine, let's go. What am I getting into? Well, here we are. Lovely spot. Let me check up ahead. Shandy, you came back after all. Shut the fuck up, Kyle. Abby totally misses you. Go back to sleep. What are you doing? One sec. A cacophony of raw sex erupts from beyond the curtain, overtaking the music. Chandra, what the fuck? Quiet, she's in here. Who's she? Seriously, Grim. I know, just follow me. Oh god, yes, let me fuck you. There you go, just like that. You getting wet over there, Abby? You're next. Stares towards the wall without a response. Come on, girl, you need to put that fine ass to use. We can make a killing. Hell, we can stream that shit. Not many hot milchers around. Glances over at the man in a dejected state. That ass is mine, Josh. And you can steer clear from it or I'll cut that noodle you call a dick off. Looking for the clue. Okay. Shandy. What the fuck, Chandra? Rich bitches aren't allowed unless you're here for... Rich bitches ain't allowed unless you're here for the high. Go back home to your mommy. I don't need my mommy. I brought my daddy, and if you try anything, he'll fuck you up. Ugh, Chandra, what'd you get me into? How you doing, Josh, is it? I'm okay, I guess. Great, glad to hear it. Let's hope you stay that way. Yeah, okay. Abby, babe, you alright? Chandra. Yeah, it's me. Let's get out of here, okay? I like it here. Josh promised me some cinder if I... Damn, Abby, how much did you take? How much did I take? I took... lots. Well, it all makes sense now. Help me move her. Yeah, of course. Come on, upsy-daisy. Oh, hold on to me. I gotcha. There, careful. Stay with me. Thank you, Grim. Abby, you probably won't remember this later, but this is Grim. Grim, this is my BFF, Abby. Just move, Chandra. How did a rich girl like her even get involved in this shit? One step at a time. Fresh air would do you good. Thanks, Grim. What the hell is that, Chandra? Look, I'm fucking sorry. You wouldn't have helped me otherwise. You don't know that. Oh, sure, Chandra. Of course, I'll walk into a cinder den to help your junky milcher friend. Why wouldn't I? All you care about is pussy and money. Oh, don't you try to manipulate. Ugh! Shit, Abby! Ugh! Grim, I...
Help her out.
I gotcha. Chandra, look at me. Is there anywhere she can go? Not like this. Where does she live? Does she have a roommate? She lives in the hills with her parents. She still lives with her parents? Not Milltown? Nah, her parents don't give a shit about that. They're cool, unlike most. Perfect. Taxi! What the fuck are you doing? Flagging down a cab. Help me out. Arms are quite full here. She can't go home like this. Her parents would fucking crucify her. In my experience, they absolutely won't. This is bullshit, Grim. I can't take her to my place. Your mom sure as shit won't let you into yours. If we take her to the hospital, they'll have to report her. Shit. You said they were cool, right? Yeah. And she's your best friend. They have to be used to some crazy shit. Excuse me. And if she's your best friend, they have to be used to some crazy shit. I guess. And they stood by her, even after she turned? Yeah. They even told Mom to get jacked when she offered to put Abby in a clinic. They said her horns were as beautiful as she was. I like them already, Chandra. I wish I had support like that. Now get that cab. Fuck, Abby, you're gonna be pissed at me. Whistles and waves out to the road. Here, damn, this is fucked up. The whole world is. But you did right by her, kid. Wish you went about it a little different. It worked, didn't it? Barely. Help me put her in. Chandra gives the cab a name and address. She's gonna hate me for this. For a while, she'll get over it. So what now? I have to get back home. Again, thank you. Damn, what the hell has she been getting into? A while later, back at the apartment. Fucking Chandra. Sam, are the docs from Baynard ready to go? The files are ready to be reviewed, sir. What would you like to start with? Options? A limiter. Sergeant Major Henry Gibson. Gen 1 augments and the Akatsuki Corporation. Okay. Let's start with... Sam, tell me about the limiter. Due to the experimental nature of the Generation 1 Augment Program, early candidates' bodies would often collapse from the strain of their increased strength and cardiovascular capabilities. A device known as the limiter was introduced to regulate proper body activity in the Generation 1 Augment Program. Typically, the limiter was located at the base of the neck. During normal use, displayed with a green light, the limiter would keep proper respiratory and musculoskeletal functions. During combat or high stress, as detected by heightened adrenaline, the limiter would switch to combat readiness as evidenced when it turns red. In this mode, the limiter would adjust the nano and chemical augmentations and the subject's increased speed, strength, and awareness. The limiter was phased out in the Generation 2 augments due to complications. What kind of complications, Sam? None specified, sir. Okay, what next? Sam, bring up what they have on this fella. Sergeant Major Henry Gibson. Born in International Falls, Minnesota, he climbed to the rank of Sergeant Major in the Marines before being honorably discharged. Gibson spent most of his career in the Pacific Theater. He is fluent in Japanese, Korean, and Mandarin. During the Japanese liberation of Taiwan, Gibson was wounded, causing paralysis from the waist down. Baynard Industries had suggested it would be very likely that the augment program could restore his ability to walk. Baynard was true to their word. In fact, he was one of the first half that succeeded in the initial trials, where many would follow. He was walking within months. During the war, Gibson's unit was renowned for their effectiveness, but also their ruthlessness. He was awarded 2 Bronze Stars, a Medal of Valor, and finally a Purple Heart. Sam continues to read out more information on his biography, mostly relating to his career in the Marines. Okay, what next? Sam, bring up the information on the first-gen augments. Let's see if they have anything I don't already know. Yes, sir. bringing up the unredacted version. Someone likes you, sir. Perfect. Let's see it. The Augment program was created in joint by the United States military and the Baynard Corporation. A counter was needed for the Akatsuki Red Moon program. Oh, that's what the Red Moons are. This was the United States' answer. Biological, chemical, and nanotech were used in the subject to increase speed, strength, and awareness. A device known as a limiter was used to manage the subjects' abilities. This, in turn, kept them operational throughout the war. Though effective in battle, the Red Moon quickly discovered that a highly charged EMP directed at the base of the neck would render the subject immobile. For this and other reliability reasons, the first-generation augments stopped production immediately after the Treaty of Hiroshima was signed. Problems with augments. Problems with augments included failing limiters, chronic pain, and almost universal cases of severe PTSD. The first-generation augments were soon replaced with less ambitious second- and third-generation models. Sam continues to read out reports and technical schematics on the program. Okay, what next? Sir, should I remind you that you are due to leave shortly? Right. Damn, Sam, that was a long day. What was the other one, though? Oh, the Akatsuki. Oh, well. Damn, Sam, that was... Okay. I may have to... There has to be something. We can do something else. Anything. God damn you, Meredith. Crying can be heard up ahead. My God. Both Sonya and your comms begin to erupt in static-filled chatter. Agency, asset is out of control. We have 47 dead, and that's just so far. You know what you have to do. Grim, over there. Stick close. Whimpering. I can't. Why are you... It's you. Who are you? Fuck me. What in the... Sir, you need to get up. I'm up. I'm up, Sam. How long was I out? 42 minutes, sir. I've been trying to wake you for the last 14. Shit, call Sonya. Time to do this. Calling Sonya Lord. Well, it would be his last name. That's why they're calling her Sonya Lord. Because I put in Grim Lord, so it's...
Yeah.
Come on, Sonya, pick up. Where the hell are you? Damn it. Sonya, you got the call, didn't you? Sam, looks like we're doing this on our own. Is that wise, sir? Don't have a choice. Time to get ready. Disable the bug or leave it?
Disable the bug.
Well, I'm at it. Show's over, Victoria. Damn it. Damn! Back in the fray. Okay, that looks like one of the cars off Rock and Roll Racing. Now, any of you misfits have a clue where this girl is? Not in the faintest. There's something more to this. I just wish I could explain it. Do you do all your research in the nude or very little clothes?
That's right.
Of course, sticking my nose where it didn't belong is what got me here in the first place. But I was always taught to find the truth, so I wouldn't have it any other way. So I have a bad feeling about all this. Oh. Okay. Henry is snoring. Henry, you awake? Continues to snore. Biggs, wake up! Grumbles. Gloria, what's the matter? It's early. Another nightmare? It's not that. The one I told you about in my dream. He's here. Oh, shit. Okay, just go in, fight a giant killing machine, get the girl, then get out. Right here seems actually like a good spot to stop it.
Yeah.
Alright, so now we're gonna get to the big part of the game. Big part of Chapter 3, where we're gonna save the girl and fight Henry. Or, I don't know. But, at any rate, I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Maybe this will do better than the Once in a Lifetime. I certainly think the story is definitely picked up. Things are really getting interesting. We're definitely going through this.
Oh, yeah.
So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord Dead Penetration. We are out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.
Oh, yeah.